Small business owners are warning that the council's living wage bill, if enacted, would kill jobs and discourage economic growth. Jack Friedman is with the Queen's Chamber of Commerce.
What retailer in their right mind is going to agree to sign leases in a place where they have to pay their employees 50% more than the minimum wage and the people down the block?
But Councilman Oliver Coppell argues that $10 an hour with benefits or $11.50 without benefits is not a lot of money.
What we're doing right now is we're building projects where people get jobs that can't support their families.
And Coppell insists a lot of people don't understand how this bill works. Stan Brooks, 1010 Winds, City Hall.